B-Pod Studios.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
There's someone on roller skates.
There's a rabbit on my driveway that's, I don't know what's going on with it, but it's just sitting there.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed.
Oh.
Where the people there are surly, and the average age is dead.
What is that?
There is a man taking a poop.
He's having a good time, cause everyone's angry in Brookline.
I have a turkey that came into my house and is sitting in my kitchen.
98.5 of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, 8:03. We are live right now. And people are saying...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
There's someone on roller skates.
There's a rabbit on my driveway that's, I don't know what's going on with it, but it's just sitting there.
Everyone's angry in Brookline. Everyone's feeling stressed.
Oh.
Where the people there are surly, and the average age is dead.
What is that?
There is a man taking a poop.
He's having a good time, cause everyone's angry in Brookline.
I have a turkey that came into my house and is sitting in my kitchen.
98.5 of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, 8:03. We are live right now. And people are saying, hey, man, with all this depressing news that's been going on, you know, give us something. Give us something to make us smile a little bit. You know, not bring us down. And then we said, all right, what do you want to hear? And we had many requests. And I think this one might have gotten the most. By the way, if you need a song to 20 seconds, wash your hands to, maybe the theme song to this one might possibly.
That's good.
In your
yeah.
head. It's, yeah. better, it's better than the Lizzo song that's pointed in our
yeah, we got all
our
those
bathroom
song lyrics
there,
in there, yeah.
Which is very weird. Apparently, there's a band called Pin Floyd you could wash your hands to if you read the stuff in there. But let's get to it. This is per your request from Brookline 911.
911, the phone's recorded. Where is your emergency?
I'm complaining about Trader Joe's. They accused me of that I was too drunk to buy beer.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. they were laughing. They were laughing.
Okay. So they,
they
believe that you were too intoxicated to buy beer?
That's what they said. And I think might have been a little of... might have been one of those horrible people. And they were laughing. I said, yes, they called the police. And they
okay.
were laughing.
Did this just happen?
Yes.
Okay. Now, where are you? Are you home?
Yes, thank God.
Okay, and what were you looking for the police to do?
To put them in their place because they were laughing at me.
This can't be real. This is a Jerky Boys call.
They all sound like Jerky Boys calls.
No, but this one especially. They laugh. They're laughing at me. They're laughing at me like I'm silly.
He said he was too drunk to buy beer.
Yeah, they said
they were laughing at him.
And they were all laughing at him. Now, what do you want me to do? Come in the other. I'd like to sue them for hurting my feelings. They were laughing and it was humiliating. They sat there laughing and screaming and waving their hands. I want you to put them in their place.
That's my
I want you to go in there and laugh at them. Go in there and give them a taste of their own medicine.
Okay. If you
Yes, that's my name.
So there's no crime here?
That sounds exactly like when What's-His-Face did Tarbaz.
Yeah, that's right, right. He punched himself in the chest and he would disappear.
Yeah. Or he had the party and... Okay.
Okay, if you... Yes, that's my name. So there's no crime here?
No, because I didn't.
There's no crime committed, so there's nothing for the police to do. If you'd like to file a complaint against the store, then you can you can call Trader Joe's and talk to their management, but there's no crime.
Yes, I want to file a complaint.
Okay, that's not something you'd file a complaint with the police, though. You'd have to do that with Trader Joe's corporate or the Better Business Bureau, but it's not the police.
Yes, they will kind of not nice.
I understand.
Felony not nice charges. Ann Landers is the judge. I got you on felony teasing.
It's not the...
Yes, they will kind of not nice.
I understand that. So what you should do is you should contact management over at Trader Joe's and file a complaint.
I mean, come on.
She's going,
this is a jerky voice call. This is not serious. I mean, this is ripped from the pages. This is like hack material.
This is someone who's, I mean, I guarantee you he went in, he's probably drunk. They said he's too drunk to get it, and he made a drunken phone call to 911.
I don't know. This sounds...
I understand that. So what you should do is you should contact management over at Trader Joe's and file a complaint, if that's what you wish to do. As far as the police are concerned, this it's not a crime that they were rude to you.
Well, I love you, and... Thanks so much.
All right, goodbye.
I wonder if that's someone who wanted to get on this segment.
Well, if you think that's the case, then maybe you should listen to this next call.
All right. Double trouble. I'm in. Let's go.
911, the phone's recorded. Where's your emergency?
I was at a Trader Joe's today, and they mistreated me.
Okay, I think you just called on the business line. And you advised you can call Trader Joe's to make a complaint?
Well, because they're all talking about it. They're all in there laughing their asses off at this guy.
Okay, just lower the third wall here. I did indeed get a email from somebody on the inside sources that was just a picture of the screen where you type it. It says, complain about being rude at Trader Joe's. So I knew this one was coming.
Oh, really?
Really?
I had a heads up
they
for a while.
No.
Great. You have a whistleblower.
Wow. That's cool.
Rich knows a whistleblower.
Goodness.
My goodness. Lawyer up, whistleblower. This is going to Trader Joe's corporate.
You never know.
Yes, I had to because they were laughing at me.
Okay.
And they were laughing about it.
They were laughing about it. He is a persistent son of a gun, ain't he?
They were laughing at me.
Okay.
And they were laughing about it.
Okay, I'm sorry that happened to you.
That sound in the background is everyone gathering around the phone.
did you hear that guy laughing in the background?
Yes.
Like you could actually hear
someone
in the
everyone gathering. She's got him on speakerphone. And they're all laughing at him. Now you're laughing at me. He's the Joker. Everyone's laughing at him. Pretty soon everyone's going to have Trader Joe's aprons on, going on killing sprees. We're all the guy getting laughed at.
And they were laughing about it.
Okay, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Oh. Tell me you isolated that sound, Mike.
Now his feelings are creeping up.
Oh.
If you can find the De La Soul song where it goes, ooh, 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 ooh.
Or Dire, or Jermaker from Led Zeppelin, ooh, oh, 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 oh.
Oh.
You don't have to go.
There's the Red Man and De La Soul. There's a song where it goes,
you know, my mother was.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Go back.
Okay, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Oh, you know, my mother was a very lady. And these individuals are like, no. Is there anything you can do so they know they cannot treat the customers like that?
His mom was a lady.
She was a lady.
You have an audience with the queen? Lady.
Oh.
Such a lady so nice they named it twice.
you would have to go through the management company for Trader Joe's, speak to the supervisor over there, and advise them as to how you were treated by their employees.
They had a funny smile on their face. Like, your name is so bad.
Well, if he's acting like this, everyone's laughing.
Sure.
He's the belle of the ball.
Like, your name is so bad.
Is it, that's him imitating what the sounds that they were making? Is that what it is?
Like, your name is so bad. Like, your name is so bad.
Because you never had a problem with them before?
Only once. And one of my neighbors, she writes poems and stuff, and I told her.
Okay, I have an officer come over and talk to you, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, that's exactly what you want, is a cop coming to your house.
That's right. I'm sorry, but somebody asked if I would do this.
Oh. Well, you got to reverse it. Yeah, it's got to go far first.
Yeah. Sure.
Got to go far first. Come on.
Okay, Dan, let it fly.
Were laughing about. You know, my mother was a very lady.
Oh.
Lady.
Oh.
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 Oh. Well, a whistleblower a whistleblower complaint led to. Rich has now got sources on the inside.
You know, my mother was a very lady.
She's a very lady.
Listen, sometimes people just need friends.
They accused me of that I was too drunk to buy beer.
There you have it.
Yeah, thank God.
That's you home yet? Thank God after that incident. Holy
thank
moly.
God I got home after the whole laughing, teasing thing.
They were kind of not nice.
They were not.
Kind of. I mean, way to go on a limb. All right.
Oh.
Drop past the guard, lady streets, wall to wall and go.
I'm complaining about certain shows. Yeah, thank God. Kind of not nice. And they were laughing.
It's not bad.
That is
it's
like, good.
It fits so well at the beginning. I didn't know the sample was in there.
Yes. It just. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
App. Toucher.
I didn't get to be a sports expert until 2009.
Rich.
You would think you were at a children's birthday party.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What we determined today is that this hiatus will be most likely at least 30 days. I mean, and we don't know enough, as you've all said, to be more specific than that. But we wanted to give direction to our players and teams and to our fans that this is going to be roughly at least a month. But then the question becomes, is there a protocol, frankly, with or without fans, in which we can resume play? And I think the goal, and been talking a lot to Michelle Roberts, the Players Association, just talked to Chris Paul, the president of the union, again earlier tonight, and, you know, and coming together, what makes sense here, and without compromising anyone's safety. And I think it's frankly too early to tell.
On 98.5 of Sports Hub is Toucher and Rich. Are we chasing Sean Grandy?
Yes.
Is that right?
Chasing Sean Grandy. I can't do it. I can't do it justice.
Sean Grandy has been with the Celtics for one of the strangest 48 hours and, well, I mean, I guess you could say basketball history. This is unprecedented. It's extremely strange. And, I mean, there's videos now all over the place of the Celtics getting back in town yesterday, and some of them have, you know, they're covering their mouths.
Yeah, they're, like, got, like, their shirts pulled up, like, over their mouth. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. And this comes on the heels of, you know, Rudy Gobert. We talked about how he was basically the thing that launched 1,000 cancellations. I mean, he's the reason that the season got shut down. The owners had all gotten together earlier on in that
day. Not just one sport, multiple sports.
Well, I mean, it's true. And so the owners had gotten together earlier that day, and they had somewhat of a plan in place to potentially do these games to empty arenas, except the one exception was, if we find out that any players got it, then the season is postponed. And sure enough, I mean, you can't think of a more dramatic way for things to have launched than right before tip-off, they get back this positive test, and the guy comes running out onto the court. And
meantime, like they knew he was getting tested, and they're like, sure, all the players show up. Sure, 20,000 people show up and buy beers and foam fingers and everything else while they're waiting on this test. But, yeah, they're running last second and bag the game
and
the season.
And now you find out that Donovan Mitchell also contracted the virus, and although they tested everyone else on the team, including the coaches and the staff, and it's kind of amazing that only one other person had it. And now, of course, there's reports that Donovan Mitchell was at the Encore when they played the Jazz last week. And, you know, they did a bunch of screen. The other thing, too, is did you see the announcement from the Encore this morning? That, you know, yesterday came out the report that they were going to test people, you know, their temperature before they went in. And, you know, it was assumed by the release that you would not be allowed to go in if you had a high temperature. And I'm like, how are they going to do that? Like, who's got to be the sad son of a bitch that's got to put, like, you know, the thermometer against their head? I mean, what a crap job. But now I guess they're using these weird infrared scanners.
Oh,
which
really?
Seems fairly invasive. Yeah. So, like, there's, like, some infrared scanners that are set up. And that's not just here in Boston. That's, like, across all the Wynn properties. They're doing that right now. And, I mean, it's as I said, we've just gone to the surreal, to the ridiculous, from one thing to the next. But, yes, Dan, what were you saying? Oh, okay. But what's fascinating about all this is that everything I called yesterday happened. And it's not because I was Nostradamus. It's just because when the NBA cancels their season.
It made sense.
Yeah. The NHL is going to cancel their season. And when the NHL and the NBA cancel it, you knew that baseball was going to have to step back. And they've, for at least two weeks.
It's a month. They canceled the last 2 weeks of spring training and postponed the first 2 weeks of the regular season.
The PGA, like, I was watching the Players' Championship, and they all teed off yesterday, and I said, that's not going to continue. And
somehow, sure, NASCAR is on.
Well, NASCAR is on. I bet that'll get canceled. Because at some point, it's not
the race is not getting rid of the fans. Fans can't go, but the NASCAR races are on.
Right. So, but it's just them. So, I mean, anything with, like, a crowd has been pretty much canceled, except one thing, and that is Wrestle-effing-mania. WrestleMania, apparently the people from WrestleMania met with the city of Tampa, and the city of Tampa was so just like, who gives, like, double freedom rockets to everybody. Hell yeah, we'll invite 80,000 people and a big crew to get here. And my whole thing I was thinking,
isn't Tampa
was,
like, a pseudo-retirement community? Like, all of Florida is.
Oh, yeah. Yo, of course it is. I mean, that's, like, wildly irresponsible now. But one person that I was fascinated by, not one person, but one group of people that I'm fascinated with the story by is the Kowloon crew. Mm-hmm. Because you've got every year, Andy Wong, James Stewart, Joe Murray, and Sarge, they go together to WrestleMania. We now have, unfortunately, this is going to be we're going to have a good time with Sarge. We have Sarge on the phone with us. Sarge,
hey,
what's up, man?
How you doing, guys? How you doing? It's crazy time to be alive. Holy cow.
First of all, you know, you've got a little extra time in your hands. You're not going to be doing the play-by-play for the MLS, or at least the PA guy for the MLS for a while.
You know, and then also, you know, I was supposed to do the PA next weekend for the NCAA Women's Frozen Four, which was going to be at a Gannis Arena. And I got that email yesterday, like, you know, after the basketball, the March Madness, and then everything else, the NCAA, it just really hit me. It's like, wow, this is real.
Okay.
This is just,
so if for some reason WrestleMania continues to just say, F everybody, we're going to have this thing.
Yep.
Despite everything that's going on, are you, the Wong father, Joe Murray, and Jay Stu still going to go down to Tampa to WrestleMania?
Yeah, everyone's asking me that. Rich, I'm probably going to be a no. It's likely a no with everything, you know, the easy contractual way to get this virus and so forth. Now, Jimmy's already not going. He could not attend. Joe has a different scenario because his wife is in a wedding in Tampa the day before WrestleMania, so he was going to parlay that wedding and WrestleMania.
Oh, he's definitely going.
I think he's going to, and he's there a couple days after. Like, Andy and I, we're leaving, we're scheduled to leave the day after Mania on Monday. Joe's staying, I think, till Tuesday or Wednesday. So he'll probably go. But I don't know. I mean, looking at it right now, if I had to make a decision, probably not.
I mean, that's Sarge, by the way, very responsible of you, sir.
Well, he said probably.
Yeah, probably.
I was just going to say, he's on the fence.
That's not a probably, no.
But I don't want to speak for the Wong father and let him, you know, make his mind up, too. But there's also talk that, you know, they have a contingency plan, and if they don't go ahead with the April 5th date, then you're looking at maybe June or July. But, you know, SummerSlam is here in Boston in August, so, you know, you're kind of close to that as well.
Well, I mean, that's kind of far away. I mean, you mean WrestleMania?
No, between the two
July
events.
And August. Oh,
I don't think they care about that. WrestleMania is their golden goose. But, I mean, I of all the things to stay open, it's just so appropriate that WrestleMania in Tampa is going to be the one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, all right. Well, hey, you know what, Sarge? This was a good appearance on the show. I would like to commend you, sir.
Hey.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. And then thanks for being the voice of reason.
All right. Thank you, Sarge. Let's, like Costanza, leave while you're ahead. All right. We're good. Thank you, Sarge. By the way, let's
hold on. Just one quick thing. That was the biggest upset of the month right there. He was normal. He was Mike.
Because
that was fantastic.
I knew when to steer him
no,
one
you
way.
No, pull, you off. Pulled the ripcord just when you needed
we,
to.
Listen, there's been a lot of Sarge. For some reason, he always finds a way. Everything you think is going well, and then he just blows it.
But that was Mike Riley for 5 minutes. That was fantastic.
That's because it was 5 minutes and not six.
Understood, but usually it's less than five right. When Sarge comes busting through the
and
wall.
That's how you do it. We pulled the ripcord at just the right moment.
I understand. I just want to commend you, the interviewer, and him, the interviewee. That was perfect.
It's like Mike didn't turn into a Sarge pumpkin. It's like... You got right out of there.
Yeah.
Are people still going to have weddings? I didn't even think about that.
Who can travel now?
No, but I mean, like,
although Mike, traveling.
Let's even say you have like a local wedding. Like, can you still have like 50 people, 100 people? Can you still do that?
I just it's in the next 2 weeks.
That's what I mean.
My whole thing is that nobody knows who's sick. I mean, I told you yesterday the amount of people as of yesterday afternoon that have been tested in America is 11,000. South Korea is testing 10,000 people a day. The amount of people who have been tested can fit almost twice into the TD Garden.
Let's put Barkley at the front of the line, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that's kind of a... Unfortunately, those people are going to get preferential treatment. If you have money, if you have celebrity, that's going to happen. And it sucks. But everyone just needs to start treating themselves as if they have the coronavirus. If you can afford to do it, and you are somebody who can... work from home and you can stay away from everyone and do your social distancing for 2 weeks, then you have to do it. It's like you owe it to everybody to do that, because all it's going to do is continue. I mean, nobody knows if they have it. Has anybody, do you know anybody who's taken the coronavirus test? Do you have anybody personally? Anybody?
No.
Anyone?
No. I do.
No one does. You do.
Yeah. My wife's friend, actually a bridesmaid, now that we're talking wedding, has it in Portland. She's a flight attendant.
So she took it and she has it.
She tested positive. She's a flight attendant in Portland.
So think about that.
Portland.
The
Oregon.
One person that you know who took it has it.
Yep.
I'm guaranteeing you someone in this room or somebody working right now has it. And you have to treat it. You have to treat things like that.
Nick.
Nick would be dead.
Sorry.
Nick's the one guy I'm sure
one
doesn't
just
have
came
it.
Out inadvertently.
Yeah, Nick would be dead.
He's pointing at me from the other room. I'm like, Nick.
I want to talk to Jerry instead. Let's talk to Jerry on line three. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, Rich, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, so I'm just kind of curious where you saw the notice about the thermometer checking and stuff over at Encore.
This morning, this was from Boston 25. They said, and it was actually a release that was put out from the Wynn Resorts. They said that they're staying open. They're canceling all large entertainment gatherings, including its buffet and the nightclubs. But the gaming rooms are staying open and will be screening for temperature using non-invasive thermal cameras.
It's still communal dice and communal cards, right?
Yeah, but they said at each one. And the other thing, too, is that, I mean,
yeah, that's
you don't have to have a fever to have the coronavirus.
That's the thing.
Donovan Mitchell for the Jazz showed no outward signs.
Like, no signs whatsoever. Let's go to, I'm sorry, you said line four? All right, Bert, I'm trusting your judgment here. Owen, what's up?
Hey, guys, good morning.
Hey.
So,
I'm actually getting married in 9 days up here, and we're still pushing on, even though we've had 11 people RSVP no in the last 24 hours.
Okay, so how big is the gathering?
So it was 94 originally. Now we're down to 83.
You got any old people there?
That's still a lot.
Yeah, my 87-year-old grandmother's flying up from Florida.
Dude, you got to rethink that, man. Boy. I'm sorry. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. You got to rethink that. That is...
We talked to her the other day about it, and she said, look, I could get it in the grocery store down here, or I could get it flying up to the wedding, and I'd rather do it that way.
Or she could stay home. Or she could stay home and have somebody bring her her groceries.
I know. I don't know.
Man, you can't, I don't know. Listen, if I were you, that, I mean, especially with the old people around, you can't, I mean, you got to cancel it. You can't do that. And it sucks, and it's awful, and there's a lot of people that have to work because they need money. And to that, I just hope that the companies they work for, like a lot of these people who are contractors, people who work for like drive services and things like that, who don't have like the full time, you hope that the companies will be able to take care of them. And I know it's not for everyone, but if you can
some of those have come out and said they will, right?
Some have, but I mean, there's a lot of companies that aren't.
Right.
There's a lot of small businesses that this is going to hit really, really hard. But if you can do it, you have to do it. I mean, that's the only way that this is, and you've seen it, to make it go away, is everyone just has to assume right now, because there's no tests. Nobody can get a test. Assume that you have it. Once again, we have 7 people here. Only one of us knows somebody who's taken the test, and they tested positive.
Yeah, and that's in the Pacific Northwest, where it's, you know, most prominent here in the country. Yeah.
Yes. So
that's a hot zone, Pacific Northwest. Not good.
Yeah. So at this point, you know, I think it's the responsible thing to do, and no one needs to freak out. Just get away from everyone. Watch Spencer Confidential. Maybe 2 to 3 times, because I hear it's that good. And just social distance, man. Like, it's the right thing to do, and an entertaining way to do it if you got Marky Mark.
Sit on that bidet. There you go.
Sit on that bidet and just enjoy life, man.
All bidet long.
I mean, just...
look at Dan busted out the yuck.
Sit on the toilet. Let's go surfing now. And let the water, that adjustable arm just take care. Just take care of the old Death Star.
This guy to picture Rich on a surfboard.
Oh, man. It's the way to go, man. It's a little slice of paradise. All right, 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Nap. Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
No, Fred, come on, man. This is a family radio show.
No, it's not. Not really.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Do not do cocaine, do not drink bleach, and do not drink rubbing alcohol.
We are all safe.
What just happened with Wally? Oh, I see what he's doing. Okay. Oh, okay.
Got to go wash his hands again.
I guess. 98.5 of Sports Up. It's Toucher and Rich. We are officially at a non-essential employee-free zone here at the station.
Yeah, like, what's usually going on out there this time of day? Like, almost 9 o'clock, people are actually rolling in, right?
Yeah. So,
like,
I mean,
trying to look important and stuff out there, right?
The salespeople, they all do their thing.
Yeah.
Which
bathroom right now, there's usually a line to get into it.
Yeah. There's some guy who's like the 845 notorious for going in there and raising the temperature by about 4 or 5 degrees. He
while he drops his phone.
He drops a bomb yes. I mean, it makes the room warm.
And he's watching videos while he's in there.
I guess Fred's schedule is almost
similar impacted
in that it is, because almost like during that break right there, he's almost always going in there to probably go number one, because he doesn't go number two here. And when he walks, he always comes back and goes, man, that guy is killing it again. Like, killing it. So at least the bathrooms are nice and unattended right now. You have to be.
This is glorious in there.
Yeah,
I was in there reading the song lyrics and washing my hands.
You have to be an essential employee, which means we're essential as hell.
Yep.
Should give us like a button or something.
Yep.
If you're not, like, you're,
right,
like, no guests are allowed in studio. And matter of fact, as I was saying before, there's the production studio I use. It's so on lockdown that only me and one other person and I are using it, and I have a key. Like, I'm to lock it up. There is a cleaning.
That's like next level. That's next level essential wallet.
Can we make t-shirts that just say, I am essential?
Oh, yeah, I'm essential.
Like, perfect. I no longer.
Essential as hell.
But when Rich says stuff like that, I don't actually feel all that essential. He has a key. I feel something less than essential.
No, I'm like super essential.
Yeah. Yeah, what's better than essential?
It's next level essential. It's as I said, it's
irreplaceable.
It's essential as hell.
Yeah.
And you're going to be doing a lot more talking at night, so I'm sure that'll delight everyone.
I was just going to say, what happens at night?
Yeah,
now,
get ready for
you and Arcan.
I'm used to like half hour shows. Now we got 25 hours a week. I don't know what we're gonna do.
I can just see, like, okay, if you can't be negative about the NHL, what are you gonna be negative about?
I'm just
about?
Gonna say all the athletes you're negative
I'll
about
tell you
are
what,
not playing.
Lego Masters, that guy got ripped off. I mean, he built a bridge and it held 1,000 pounds, but how can you run out of weights?
We'll figure
two
something
teams
out.
With 1,000 pounds, that's garbage.
We'll figure something out. May I just
so
come back?
Scary that I know what you're talking about.
Lego Masters is legit.
It is a great show.
That's one of those shows that,
I agree.
I fully expected to kind of suck. Not suck, but I fully expected to like be underwhelmed. But I knew my kids would like it.
That's not a bad idea.
And I started watching. Lego Masters is an all right show.
No, it is a good show. Maybe I will watch
not
it
the
without
Lego Masters
my children.
Part. Maybe, right. Maybe we'll just yell about whatever's on TV.
Maybe you will. But yeah. You know, another person who likes the Lego Masters TV show, Sean Grandy, he is on the phone with us right now. Mr. Grandy, you're a big fan of Lego Masters, correct?
One of the most brilliant innovations to separate us from our money from when we were all kids was Lego. I learned this, of course, because of my son. Legos, when we were kids, you bought a big batch of Legos, and you just played with them mm-hmm. over and over, and it was the same batch. Now, they come in designs, like you're designing a Star Wars ship or mm-hmm. whatever, so when you're done, you have to go buy another Lego set.
Yeah.
It's over and over. You're not buying one big, like, tin of Legos or whatever. Like, it's just over and over and over. And rinse is the same guy who came up with rinse, repeat.
Yes,
you know,
they sucked all the imagination out of the kids. Week. You don't. I don't need no. Don't tell me what to do. I've spent more money on stupid Legos than I think that I have on most anything else in my life. For my kids, they are swimming in it. It's sad. Okay, so Sean, this has been a really weird 48 hours for you because you are. I mean, you're just coming back from. What might have been the strangest period of time that you've probably spent with the Celtics? Am I speaking in hyperbole, or is that true?
No, it's obviously true because we hadn't started. 9/11 was ironically my first official day on the job. We had a season ticket holder event, I think, that was scheduled that morning, and that was going to be, I think, literally the first day. First event that I was introduced as the voice of the Celtics, and of course that didn't happen and whatever, but it wasn't like we were in the middle of the season, and there were a lot of travel restrictions on us, and it was a little bizarre when we first started, which was about a month after 9/11. But for this to happen, and to happen so fast, when I think what is affecting all of us is the everyday things. Everything we are so accustomed to and just take for granted is taken from us. That's the jarring part. So sure, we were all talking about it, but then for it to happen as quickly as it happened, and we're all, I think there was just a lot of looks exchanged, like you're still Gordon Hayward and you're still Brad Stevens and Max and I are still talking, but things, obviously the world had changed and it happened very, very fast.
Okay, so we had Cedric Maxwell on yesterday and he kind of brought us up to speed on how the team found out about it, what that environment was like. But I want to start from when you found out that you were going to be flying home with some players that, once again, at the time, I don't think you might have known about Donovan McNabb at the time, but you definitely knew about Rudy Gobert.
Mitchell.
I'm sorry, Donovan Mitchell. You didn't know about him, possibly, but, I mean, the Gobert thing is what launched the
the closing of the NBA season or the pause of the NBA season, and you're about to get on a plane with a bunch of these guys who banged bodies with them just a couple days before that. What was your thought when you realized that all of you guys were getting on the same plane traveling home together?
Well, we had, you know, and again, I don't want to go too in-depth with the, you know, behind-the-curtain stuff, but we had a pretty full briefing in the morning, and from the Mass Department of Health, who we as an organization have been in touch with from the beginning, and it was made pretty clear to us. I think what was, listen, media reports and Twitter reports, that's part of the game now, right? And you can get some information from there, but I think we all have to have an element of either cynicism or the ability to step back and listen to reports come in. It was like, you know, when we first saw the Kobe thing, I think we all had the same reaction, which is we didn't believe it. We didn't instinctively said, hey, somebody typed on Twitter that this thing happened to Kobe. It must have happened. You know, it took a long time for things to sort of be reinforced. And so I think one of the things I've said to people in the last few days that I think is critically important is that we have to be better about who we're listening to right now. And we need to listen to the medical professionals and the health professionals who dedicated their lives for this kind of a situation.
Well, what happened to you guys, though? I mean, did you, because there were reports that you quarantined, like that you guys all had to stay in a certain spot. Did that happen before you went on the plane? Like, what, like, where were you guys before you got
on
the plane?
That did. We were called to a meeting, you know, in the morning before we left. We had a scheduled time to leave
as a group.
And
so they got everybody together in a big group
at that time, but we all got together in the morning to sort of be brief because people had gone to sleep or not or whatever, and it was a time we needed to be together, you know, as a group. And there were certain things that had to happen before we could, you know, before we could fly. And we were all briefed. And I was bringing up the reports because there were reports about how the Toronto Raptors were self-quarantining for 2 weeks. And I think everyone was looking at that because they had played Utah. But as it turns out, you know, there was a significant difference between playing Utah on Monday and playing them 3 days earlier as far as the players who had played in the game.
Were you offered a test, a coronavirus test, you or anyone on the team?
As you read the release yesterday, you know that we're all going to be tested tomorrow.
Okay, so you're part of that. So and yes. Tomorrow is the day. So no one's taken the test before they got on the plane or anything. That's tomorrow.
No, but everyone was. I mean, there's an element, again, what I'm getting at, as you saw, and there turned out to be a significant difference between medically, according to the Department of Public Health, between playing them on Monday and playing them on Friday. So there were really, the level of concern is not nearly as high. The abundance of caution, the phrase we're using over and over again, the level of concern for all of us as human beings should be extremely high right now. But there was a difference between the teams that played Utah the previous week and the team that had played them, you know, a couple of days earlier.
Okay, so before you got on the plane, somebody talked to you guys and said, listen, you guys shouldn't be worried because more than likely this isn't, you couldn't have got infected by Rudy Gobert on Friday.
Yes.
Okay, all right. And so at that point, did you feel still confident getting on a plane with all of the players, or were there still people? Because, I mean, there's videos now of some of these guys walking off the plane with their mouths covered. Was there still some apprehension on that plane?
I think individual people have individual apprehension. If I were a player that had played against him for 40 minutes, I would be careful and concerned, and you know, I think most of us, I'm not going to speak for anybody else, I will tell you that most of us want to take the test because we feel beyond confident that we were not exposed or infected. So the test, when people are talking about the Celtics, and I'll put it this way, when you get off an airplane and there are helicopters overhead shooting video of you getting off the airplane, I think that is more disturbing than, you know, again, if you trust the medical professionals and you listen. And the reality, guys, is that the NBA and a lot of different organizations have been very much ahead of the curve on this. And it's almost as if we have been in a sterile bubble the last few weeks in the way we have been carrying ourselves and the way we have been traveling. So I think there's a lot of confidence in that. I'm not someone, I can say that. I didn't play 40 minutes against Rudy Gobert.
Right.
So psychologically, if I had, even though I had all the evidence, would I be overly concerned? Of course I would. How can you not be? You know, we all need to be. I think compared to a lot of people, I am far more optimistic than most. I accept what's going to happen, but I think we have been through national crises like this, not like this, but before. And if we listen and we attack this with reason and we stay smart, I believe we're going to get to the other side of this, as bleak as it seems right now.
Were you told to quarantine? Because that's another report that came out, that the players and the people around the team were told to self-quarantine.
The players certainly were, and I think it just falls under the heading of a good idea. And I think there's another element of it, too, because, again, self-quarantining is, it's a very popular phrase right now. I think the players certainly were, because why wouldn't you, right?
Well, that's kind of my opinion. It's like you should kind of look around as if everyone's got it, right? If you can do it.
Yeah. I mean, I think self-quarantining is a good idea for everybody right now. Like, what is necessary? What is important? Again, I believe this is a much more common sense thing than, you know, don't go to the club right now. Don't go to a large gap. There's no reason to.
Can you do us a favor and, like, just randomly at night, can you speak for 3 hours so Adam Jones can have a break?
I think, you know, this is a...
Grandy, there's like four or five hours if
right
you want it available.
Moment in time. Everyone has their responsibilities to step up and fill this national void. And Jonesy, that's your... That's your place.
We're going to have to shoulder more of a load. So I
think a lot of listeners would say that you have a responsibility to save them from Adam
Jones.
Save everyone from Jones
for 5 hours.
That's a fair point. So you're going to be getting a test, you said, Grandy. The Celtics are going to be getting tested. And
that's our understanding. And so, again, as you read, you know, we were sort of waiting with bated breath for the... You know, for the team to make its announcement too.
We've kind of talked about the limited testing though, and like, how do you feel about being one of the people who will get a test while you know that there's a lot that may have to
I think it's a great question. I think it's a very fair question. And, you know, I think we wrestle with that. I think it's a fair question to say, how do the Utah Jazz get 59 tests?
Yeah.
I think within the NBA, I think in this time, and I've seen this sentiment a lot from people, and you can feel it. Is there any good news at all? I want to see some good news, not, you know, in the interest of being a Pollyanna, but because we're human beings, and at this time, you're looking for little things to feel good about. And before we get to the question about the testing, yesterday, that the Utah Jazz traveling party had 59 people in it, and only two tested positive.
Yeah, that's insane.
Was the most stunning news of the last 24, to me, was far more stunning than the NCAA and the NHL and everybody hitting pause for a while, because that was so clearly, I think history is going to show, it was such an obvious decision. And as I said at the time, I know it was jarring when it happened. Of course it was. This whole thing is. But it was so clearly the right choice. But that to me was unbelievable. And of course, listen, if you test negative now, you could, in theory, test positive later. If you test positive now, you could, in theory, test negative later. And, you know, let's face it, there are thousands of people who have already had this and gotten through it to the other side. But that to me was stunning. I think it's a fair question, and this is not the time or place to be on political soapboxes. I think we know the reality of the medical situation in our country and of opportunity in our country and the disparity between people and organizations that have money and people that don't. And
I get it. Yeah, it's a weird spot that
I'm aware of.
Yeah, I don't mean it to be accusatory. I'm just curious because we don't know a lot of people who are in that spot.
I think it's a very fair question, and I would answer it this way: if I were somehow to refuse to take the test, I don't think that test is going to somebody else.
Wow,
that's my understanding of the current situation. And when I say things are fluid, an hour later, we could get a call. You know, things have changed.
Right.
So it wasn't like somebody came to me or to Max or to a player and said, we have an opportunity to get you tested. Would you like to take that opportunity? I mean, that wasn't.
No, it's you're getting tested.
You're getting tested on this. This is what the plan is right now. The plan is that we're flying at such and such a time. Is that this is what we know from the Mass Department of Health. This is what's happening here, and this is what's happening here, and this is what's happening here. So has that been on my – of course that's on my mind. It's a very – you know, there are not – I think we all know there are not enough tests for people right now, and where we – as a country have fallen behind the other countries is in our, I think, reaction time
right.
and attacking of this situation, including having enough tests. The numbers are going to go up dramatically with the people who have are affected by this virus right now over the next few days and weeks.
Of course, because the testing's going to come in, right, because everyone's going to get tested. There's no question. I just said that just everyone should assume that they've got it and act appropriately. Well, Sean, I'm glad it sounds like, you know, things are it's strange. I don't even know how to say anything because it's just a weird spot that everyone's in, but you're saying you're looking for good news. NBC News just tweeted out that Betty White is indeed fine.
Oh, good.
As a matter of fact, that's a real story that was just tweeted out, and damn it, she's going to outlive us all. So good for Betty White. So, Sean, thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate it, and let's keep in touch. And please, just anytime you want, take time away from Adam Jones.
Yeah.
It'll help out the listeners,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I guess you can interpret stay safe in all kinds of different ways, right?
Sure, that's right. All right, man. Good talking to you.
See you
thanks
later,
for calling
Sean.
In.
See you guys.
All right. So that's interesting. So they're all getting... Do you say tested today or tomorrow?
I didn't catch the day.
I'm not sure.
I mean, we have to break. But, I mean, that is... It's a great question. You know, how does an entire team and their entourage get these tests when there might be people who are immunocompromised and possibly at most at risk when they're sitting there waiting for them as well? It's not their fault. Probably all these people just like, we're giving you a test. They're like, okay. But, you know, that's the reality. All right. 617-779-09.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.